Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast Weekend Edition. Eddie Gritter III, your host of this podcast, where obviously this is all about what's going on in Kansas State athletics. Boy, the big story, obviously, here in the Midwest, and particularly this Arctic cold that's going to get worse here beginning tomorrow. It's going to be supposed to be in a -10, -5, -4, something like that. And it's going to be even worse on Monday. So, whew, fun times dealing with this cold. The cold, the really cold temps here in Manhattan, Kansas here, folks, for the next, which we've really been going on all week long. It's going to carry in into pretty much most of next week. I haven't checked the latter part of next week, but I know for a fact Monday and Tuesday, whew, and midweek, you're supposed to get a chance of snow pretty much all the way around there. So anyways, though, speaking of cold temps, obviously things are heating up inside for some of these teams. Of course, well, actually, the only team that's going to be in, well, a couple of teams will be indoors. Meanwhile, the tennis, there's no indoor tennis that I don't even recall anyways, obviously. So, the ladies are going to be in action here this weekend, back-to-back days. Actually, when I'm speaking right now, they're getting set to play, and I'm actually going to go transition into that right now. So, the tennis team plays this afternoon. At the recording of this podcast, when this podcast goes up tonight, they'll be already been played Drake, their first matchup. So their first couple matches at home, Drake, the opponent here today, here in 25 minutes. And then you got to turn around and, whew, a 10 a.m. match against Denver. So, interesting. So, K-State tennis team obviously coming off the weekend loss last weekend to Arizona State, who ranked 24th in the nation in tennis, the women's anyways. That's what I'm talking about right now. So K-State looking to put together a potential sweep here, hopefully, for them. So see what happens on that end. And then, of course, here in a couple hours down, I believe, in Lubbock, the track team will be heading down there for the Texas Tech shootout, going up against Texas Tech, and I don't know which other teams are going to be down there as well. I would assume it's a tad warmer down in Texas, down that south. I don't know off the top of my head right now, but the track team come off some good performances, individual performances there by a 400, a talented freshman there, obviously. And that daily came out yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. So if you missed out on that, go check that out as well. Some individual standouts there, obviously. Little to carry on some momentum there. We'll see how they do down in Lubbock here. That's going to be going on through Friday and Saturday, I believe, as well. That carries that conversation into, actually, no, check that. So the track team will be going, actually will be going to Iowa State also. I'm reading this off correctly. So, but Iowa State Classic Saturday for the track team. So busy weekend here for the track team, track and field team as well. They'll be battling out Texas Tech and Iowa State here this weekend. And of course, continuing that theme, Saturday, folks, men's basketball obviously coming off the close loss against 13th ranked Texas the other night. They're going to be taking on Oklahoma State and Cade Cunningham. That is 11 a.m. tip, folks, down in Stillwater tomorrow morning. So it's going to be interesting, man. Like we said on the weekly podcast that is going to be out here very shortly, please download it, check that out wherever you get your podcast with me and my co-host Alex Aiden. But hey, I mean, we'll see. I mean, a lot of talk has been around. Can K-State sneak up on somebody? Get one? Well, time is running out. And Oklahoma State and KU, this is an interesting stretch coming up for this team. And hey, I mean, if they can carry on this momentum, folks, it's going to get really interesting pretty quick. So we'll see what happens down in Stillwater here for the men's team here, as it kind of puts a bow on the weekend schedule for K-State. In there somewhere, I thought they would, I believe KU for the women's team is this weekend as well in Bramlage. I want to say that was a makeup game, or they moved dates as well. So I want to squeeze that one here before I leave it off the schedule. But yeah, the women's team, they're looking for that elusive Big 12 win. They haven't got it yet. 0-10 in Big 12 play. It's not good. Let's not sugarcoat that. It's not good, K-State fam. It's not good for anybody to go that long, this late in the season, and not have a conference win the books. At least the men have it against Iowa State. So it's going to be telltale. So can this men's team, to kind of cap off the podcast here, can this men's team carry that momentum? I mean, yeah, they lost, but they played Texas right down to the wire, rallied back from 17 in the second half to make Texas sweat that out. So, I mean, Oklahoma State, I mean, one of the individual matchups that was keyed from Bramlage the first time these two teams met was Kay Cunningham getting shut down by Sultan Miguel. And, you know, I don't know what Kay Cunningham was doing in that particular matchup there. His heart wasn't in it or whatever he was. But obviously, yeah, he is one of the more talented freshmen in the country. But obviously, Miguel shut him down. He mostly shut him down. I mean, Kay maybe said, hey, I mean, these guys ain't good enough, which obviously they are. But, hey, if K-State can carry this momentum in here, they too can take Oklahoma State down the wire. Oklahoma State has some inconsistencies. Them and KU, which the KU wins tonight, and we will record the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast right after the Sunflower Showdown Part 2 against Bill Self's KU team, which they've had their nightmare season this year also. Yeah, they've won their share of games, but that's the team that have not been KU-like here this year. So these two games for the men's team, K-State, going to tell a sign here. We want to see that improvement. We want to see that growth. And we'll see if they can get one somewhere. Because time is running out. Yeah, four or five games left in the season to get something. And they still, and I don't know where, obviously, I mean, the Big 12 tournament is concerned. But, hey, that's the least of K-State's problems right now. We don't need to worry about that. We need to be worried about continuing to build what happened at Texas and see if we can snag one of these games here tomorrow and Wednesday. So that's kind of a look, weekend look at what's going on at K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. Arctic Manhattan, Kansas. We're dealing with this cold front right now. Eddie Greer III. This has been another Purple Project Podcast Daily. Enjoy the weekend. Hey, go Cats.
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.